Last night at the Oscars, host Chris Rock wasn't shy about dealing with the big issue.
Well, I'm here at the Academy Awards, otherwise known as the White People's Choice Awards. You realize if they nominated host, I wouldn't even get this job.
Well, the lack of color among nominees for acting awards isn't unique to Hollywood. They've been having a similar debate in France. They just held their version of the Oscars over there on Friday, the Césars. And guess what? A black actress named Zita Enroux won. Emma Jacobs has a story from Paris.
Zita Enroux tearfully accepted the award for Most Promising Actress for her performance in the film Fatima.
J'arrive pas du tout à croire que je suis là.
I can't really believe I'm here, she told the audience. In Fatima, Enroux plays the daughter of a North African immigrant. But Enroux's mother is from Jamaica, and Enroux is the first black actress to ever win a César, according to the French Black Coalition CRAN. The group recently published racial and ethnic statistics going back to the César's creation in 1975. CRAN says that through the year 2000, 0% of nominees were actors of color. From 2000 up through last year, minority actors made up 7.5% of honorees. Compiling racial statistics like this is no big deal in the U.S., but it's controversial in France, according to CRAN president Louis-Georges Thin.
Et si on veut compter,
if we want to count, he says, we need to start counting ourselves. I met with Thin the night before the César Awards, above a Paris café. Born on the French island of Martinique, he runs an organization that's already a little unusual in France, one organized by a single ethnic group. And their work over the past decade, generating statistics about race in French public life, makes them even more of an outlier.
Parce que les gens estimaient soit qu'on était dans une logique.
People believe it's a way of thinking that's practically Nazi, or worse, he jokes, American. Eric Bleich, a political scientist at Middlebury College, explains the Nazi reference. He says many French people associate collecting ethnic statistics with World War II and the collaborationist Vichy government of occupied France,
where people tagged Jews in order to deport them to Nazi concentration camps. That's the memory that motivates them, and that's the fear that motivates them, that once you start collecting these statistics, you don't know how they're going to be used, and they could be used for really evil purposes.
It's been illegal to ask people's race on surveys in France since 1978. That includes the national census. Researchers must appear before a government committee to ask for exceptions. But beyond the historically rooted fear of misuse, France also considers racial categorization at odds with its principle of égalité, equality.
A lot of people have an allergy to the notion of communities. So once you start identifying people by race, you start making them a representative of their community instead of French.
And France sees itself as universalist, explains Dominique Sopo, the head of another French advocacy group, SOS Racisme.
Dans laquelle la question de la race, la question de l'ethnie,
a country in which questions of race, ethnicity, and ancestry shouldn't have any impact. While Sopo says statistics have been important to proving the existence of discrimination in areas like employment and policing, he thinks there's a risk in making them too central.
Mon père est du Togo, ma mère est française, blanche.
My father is from Togo, he says. My mother is a white French woman. I could very well in my life define myself as black, but at another moment as mixed, at another as white. We need to allow people to be free to define themselves and not squeeze them into preconceived categories. He does agree with Louis-Georges Thin, though, that the next conversation for French cinema and television should be about the roles open to minority actors. And Thin says it's time for France to start talking about how ethnic minorities are represented on screen.
Et pas présent uniquement avec le noir qui fait rire.
Not just that they're present, he says, but that they appear as more than just black characters to laugh at and North Africans to fear. For The World, Emma Jacobs, Paris.